们除了这一个南堂之外，我们在 Carmel 也有我们自己的母堂。
So I don't know if you remember, back in July of 2021, there was actually a tragedy that happened in just north of Miami.
我不晓得你们有没有知道说在2021年的时候呢，那里有慈禧在迈阿密的外围那边发生了一个惨案。
Yeah, there was this 12-story condominium, a beachfront condominium that partially collapsed that actually killed 98 people.
那这有一个呢，这有个12层楼的那个公寓大厦呢，突然倒塌了，然后造成98个人的死亡。
And so while there were a lot of different reasons why this happened, one of the reasons was there was a degradation of the structural support in the basement level parking garage.
那当然呢，造成这样子惨案的状况呢，其实是有很多原因的。那其中一个很重要的原因呢，是因为那个地下基层的那个结构的支撑呢，出现了老化跟损坏，所以造成这样的坍塌。
And so you don't have to be an architect to know that the foundation of a building is incredibly important.
我想啊，我们都不用当建筑师就可以了解说这个地层我们在打地基的时候呢是多么的重要。
But it's not just the foundation of a building that's important. The foundation of your whole life is actually very important as well.
其实呢，不是只有一个这个建筑物的地基非常重要，我们的生命当中的地基也是非常重要的。
So we're going to read an excerpt from the Bible, and in this text, Jesus himself is going to talk about two different ways to build your life.
那我们今天呢要来读这个马太福音，那在这个当中呢，这个神基本上呢就讲到这样子生命的地基。
So if you're not familiar with the Bible is a book, but it's also a book of books. And four of these books talk about Jesus' life and ministry. They're called the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
那在当然呢，这个在这个圣经当中呢，有好几卷的书哦。那所以在那个当中有这个旧约跟新约，有总共有66卷书。
And so I'm going to read an excerpt from Matthew, the first gospel, and talking about again, Jesus tells this parable, the story, if you will, about how two different ways to build your life. So just listen. I'm going to read it in its entirety in English first, and then I'm going to have Denise read it in its entirety in Mandarin. So Matthew 7 verses 24. And falling.
我们今天要看到的是这个马太福音第七章二十四跟二十九节。那 Justin 牧师会把整个英文的这个经节先念过一遍，然后再来我翻译成中文。
All right. So again, this is Matthew 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority.And not as the teachers of the law.
这个经节是在马太福音七章二十四到二十九节。所以凡听见我话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着这房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着这房子，房子就倒塌了，而且倒塌得很大。耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都吸取他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
So just three questions I want to explore this afternoon is, first question is, what is Jesus even saying here? What's the response of the crowds and what should our response be?
所以呢，在这边我想要探讨三个问题呢。第一个就是说，这个会众在听完耶稣的话的时候，他们是什么样的反应？ Yeah. 然后呢，在这里我们应该当听话的人的时候，我们应该有什么样的回应？
So what is Jesus even saying here?
所以耶稣到底在这里说些什么呢？
So clearly, it's a story with two men. The wise man builds his house on the rock, therefore he was able to endure the storm. The foolish man builds his house on sand and is not able to endure the storm.
那在这边呢，有两个不同的人，一个是聪明的人，一个是无知的人。那他们都同样是在盖房子，那也同样经历过这些雨淋啊，还有水淋雨淋风吹，还有这个水淋的状态呢。那但是他们的房子有不同的不同的变化。
So clearly Jesus is making a contrast here. He's trying to tell the difference between these two guys, the wise man and the foolish man.
那耶稣在这边呢，就对这个聪明的人跟无知人有这样的比较。
But there's also a lot of similarities between these two guys.
那很有趣的呢，在这个当中呢，这两个虽然是不同的人哦，但是他们有一些的相同处。
And so first I want to focus on the similarities because if when you see the similarities, it's going to amplify or highlight the difference.
那在这里呢，我要先提到就是说，其实他们的相同处到底在哪里？那我们先提到这些相同处之后呢，我们才能够了解他们真正不同的地方在哪里。
Right, and so you see this in life. For example, if there's two guys who have the same shirt, the same trousers, but one of them has a big stain, you see it because they're so similar except for that one difference.
对，就像我们很多时候我们在做比较组的时候啊，那就是说这个两个不一样的人，什么都是相同的，但是他们可能穿的一样的衣服，穿的一样的裤子呢，但是呢，唯一差别的就是他们身上可能有一个其中有一个有污点。
Right. Even in kids puzzles, right? Everything's the same except for one thing, basically.
那就像孩子们在拼图一样哦，但很多时候呢，这看起来都是很相似，但是其中有一个不一样的地方。
Right. And you see that because there's just one thing that's different. Everything else is the same.Just one thing is different. Everything else is the same.
对，所以呢，它这个大概看起来呢，每个东西都是相同的，但是其中有一个地方是不一样的。
So in the text, there's a lot that's similar.
那在这个这一段话当中呢，我们就发现说，其实好像这两个人他都有很多的相似处。
Yeah, so, I mean, for example, the rain came down. This is verse 25. The streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house of the wise men.
在这边看到，你看在二十五节哦，他说这个两个不同的人，他都有雨淋、水冲跟风吹的这个状态。
And it's literally the same. Sorry, in verse 27, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. It's very similar for the foolish man.
都是还是一样的，因为你看聪明的人跟无知人都经历过相同的事情，都是经历雨淋、水冲跟风吹撞着这个房子。
So in other words, both of these guys face storms.
所以呢，总的来说，就是说这两个不同的，虽然是不同的人，但是他们所经历的经历是相似的。
So following Jesus does not shield you from storms. Even if you follow Jesus, there's storms in life.
那虽然说呢，这个跟随我们的耶稣，并不能够保证你的生活都是一帆风顺，或者是风和日丽的。
Yeah, which raises the question: Why would you want to follow Jesus if on the surface your life is no different than someone who doesn't follow Jesus?
那就讨论到一个，这里就是讨论那个非常严肃的问题哦，就是说，哎，这个相信跟随主的人跟没有跟随主的人，他们的生活好像经历都是很类似的。
Well, as we'll see, when you follow Jesus, it uniquely gives you the resources to weather a storm.
那我们在这边能够说跟随主的人呢，他的生命当中是有依靠的，他的生命是有盼望的。
And so now we come to the contrast. The storm can either be catastrophic or can be just a storm.
那在这边的话，我们再来讨论这些不同处哦，就是说，在这个风当中，他们有这种很损坏性很强的风，或者是一场风暴这样子。
So similarity is life is difficult for both of these guys.
那对聪明的人或无知人来说呢，这个他们所经历的是很类似的。
But the contrast is life is unbelievably fragile for one of them.
但是呢，这个他们的不同处就是说，有一个他其实他所遭受的这个经历是比较严重的。
So Jesus is saying, if you build your house on sand, your life is extremely fragile.
那就是说，他今天如果是今天如果你是把你的生命是没有神的生命的话，那你的生命其实上是非常脆弱的。
It's not just fragile, but can be catastrophic.
那不是只有单单的很不堪一击以外哦，很多事情它就常常有那种损坏性的影响。
The text is very descriptive. It fell with a great crash.
那在这个经节当中呢，它讲得非常的明白哦，它这个房子就倒塌了，而且倒塌得很厉害。
And you know, in life, there's countless examples of people who have plans, but then all of a sudden.Their life just implodes.
那当然，就很多对很多人来说，他们的生活可能有已经有很周详的计划，但是呢，一点点的事情之后呢，那整个计划就完全告终。
So, for example, in American football, a couple weeks ago, the season started, and let me read you a quote from ESPN about one player, and I'll read it in its entirety, and then Denise can kind of summarize it.
那就是在这个几个礼拜前呢，其实在这个打橄榄球的时候发生了一件很意外的事情，都跌破了大家的眼镜。
So here's the quote. Shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern, New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers emerged from the tunnel waving an American flag. The last player introduced before a raucous crowd of 83,000 at MetLife Stadium. The building looked like a giant nightclub with machine pumping smoke into the air and fans waving green LED lights.This was supposed to be the start of a special season with Rodgers, a future Hall of Famer, lifting the star-crossed franchise to new heights. Let me just pause here. So basically, football, Aaron Rodgers is a really good player, and he gets moved from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets, who are not very good. So everybody's so excited because he's a really good quarterback.
So,
let me finish. And then 25 minutes later, he was helped off the field by two members of the Jets medical team. Just like that, the Super Bowl dream had been severely compromised. It happened only 4 minutes, 4 seconds into the game, 244 seconds. It happened on the Jets' fourth snap. On that fateful play, Rodgers was twisted in the ground on a sack by Buffalo Bills defensive end Leonard Floyd, suffering an Achilles injury that ended his season. After 5 months of buildup and breathless hype, it had ended before he could complete a pass.
好，来，我来看看我能不能把它翻出来。就是呢，在这个几个月前哦，有一个这个橄榄队的那个明星，他被邀请来，是因为他应该是 suppose 是来拯救他的队的。但是呢，在这个4:04的时候呢，他突然受伤了。那整个这个五个月来这样子的，不管是这个媒体的炒作啦，或者是媒体的这样大量的宣传哦，他整个的这个职业生涯就这样告终了，就是在244秒之后。
I mean, even the ESPN writer gets it. I mean, just like that, he writes, it ended before he could complete a pass. Like even before the season really started, it was over.
所以呢，在报道上面呢，就这样特别的强调说，你看，就是在连这个还没有完全完成这个传球的时候呢，整个事情就这样子戛然而止了。
And all around us, there's countless examples of how fragile life is.
那我们其实，在我们的生命当中哦，都可以很多的例证，就是会知道说，我们的生命是多么的脆弱。
You may not like American football. You may not even know who Aaron Rodgers is. But wherever you look, there's all these examples of how fleeting and how fragile life actually is.
那生命怎么样的短暂呢？其实不用我多说，因为不管是你了不了解这个美国的橄榄球队，或者是你甚至可能不认识这个 Aaron Rodgers 到底是谁哦。但是生命当中的脆弱，其实我们每个人都可以见证的。
So for example, here's a screenshot of that ESPN page, and it's interesting. At the very top, you can quite see it.Talks about Christie Brinkley. Christie Brinkley is an American model, and it's kind of clickbaity, but it's just saying, oh, her outward beauty has faded, and her fans are saddened.
其实，在那个 ESPN 的那一天的报道当中哦，除了这个 Aaron Rodgers 之外，还有一个很漂亮的这个美国的模特儿。那这个其实它的标题上面就讲说，你看她以前是年轻的时候是非常漂亮、非常吸睛的，那现在她已经开始脸都已经开始这个老态都出来了。
So whether it be outward beauty or your athletic strength, I mean, there's so many things in life that just like that, they're gone.
所以呢，很多东西其实都是瞬间即逝的哦。不管是我们这个年轻的外貌啦，还是我们这个坚强、这个身强力壮的体力哦，都是瞬间即逝的。
But back to Matthew 7, why is one house so fragile?
那我们又回到这个马太福音第七章，为什么这个房子这么样的脆弱？
It's fragile because of just one decision the builder of that house made.
那其实呢，这为什么他会这么脆弱呢？是因为他今天他的地基打得不够好。
That one decision was, where am I going to build my house?
那因为一个小小的这个决定的错误呢，那之后就造成很大的不一样。
I mean, what was that man thinking when he built on sand?
所以当这个人他决定要他把他自己的房子盖在沙上面的时候，不晓得他自己里面的心里到底是怎么想的。
So we don't know specifically, but we do know that in that area during the summer, the sand would look hard enough on the it would look very hard on the surface.
我们或许会说，这个沙其实或许看起来不是像外表看起来这么样的脆弱，它或许看起来其实是蛮坚固的。
Perhaps he thought, oh, this is good enough. This is fine.
说不定这个人会觉得说，这看起来其实也还行，那就这么在上面盖房。
Or perhaps he was tempted, as many of us would be, just to have a house on the water.
那或者呢？其实这个人是因着这个外面的景观呢而被吸引了，所以就决定要盖一个临水的景观房。
Further, building on sand is just easier. It's easier to dig through sand than to dig through bedrock.
其实哦，这个在建筑上面，你就会发现说，这个如果这个土在建在沙上面，其实是比较好挖掘的。那不用说，因为还要这样子好几层的这些底岩在那里挖掘，其实是蛮容易的。
So Jesus is reminding us that you have a choice. The wise man hears Jesus' words and puts them into practice, whereas the foolish man hears Jesus' words but does not put them into practice.
所以呢，这耶稣在这边提醒我们哦，这些人是神的话都是一样的，但是呢，有一些人呢，他听了神的话之后去行，跟他听到神的话却不去行，他的差别在这里。
So that's what Jesus is saying. Let's keep going and think about what's the response of the crowds here.
So we're 这边要讨论一下这些会众的反应到底是什么。
So in verse 28, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching.
在第28节呢，这个耶稣讲完这些话之后，众人都稀奇他的教训。
So when I was first reading this, I was like, I was amazed that they're amazed. Like, why would you be amazed at this?
然后呢，当我自己在读这一段话的时候，我就觉得奇怪，他们有什么好稀奇的？
I mean, is it that amazing that when someone's teaching you something, they're assuming that you're going to put it into practice?
他是在稀奇什么？是因为他期待大家都能够把这些所听到的话来身体力行吗？
For example, if someone's teaching you how to cook, you put the oil in, then the garlic, then you put the vegetables in, then you stir it around. It's not that much of a stretch to be like, oh, I'm supposed to do that. Like, that's not that big of a deal.
就像有人来教我们这个煮饭一样哦，就是把油放进去，然后把这些这个佐料全部都放进去之后，就是这样子炒啊，这样子有什么好稀奇的呢？
So when you look at the text, they're not so much amazed at his teaching, but the authority with which he teaches, because he taught as one who had authority.And not as their teachers of the law.
这个众人所稀奇的不是他今天所分享的这个例子，而是他们稀奇的是因为神在说这些话的时候是用他的权柄在说话的，不像他们其他的文士。
So where does Jesus get his authority? Like, how can he assert such authority?
所以在讲到权柄的时候呢，到底这个耶稣的权柄是从哪里来的？
So when Jesus is talking, He says in verse 26, he's referring to these words of mine. He's referring to Matthew 5 through 7, which is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount.
那在这边呢，其实耶稣用到的呢，是在这个登山宝训上面所用的，是在马太福音五章三节。
So the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' own description of what it looks like to follow him.
那其实在这个登山宝训当中呢，神其实就是把他这个生命上面的经历，用这些的话来勉励追随他的人。
And it begins with these words.Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
So, 一开始的时候呢，神就说了，虚心的人是有福的，因为天国是他们的。
And this whole framework for the Beatitudes, which is what this earlier part is called, is this very kind of counterintuitive, countercultural, upside down framing, where you have to be strong, you have to recognize your weakness.
所以呢，这其实神在这个登山宝训当中，我们后来就是叫做是天国八福哦。他这个观念其实是不追随着这些当代的流行或是当代的价值观的。所以如果你今天是一个 有福的人，那你就是先要虚心。
And so one of the things Jesus keeps teaching is, hey, the first are last, and the last are first.
就像说神常常在这个经节里头常讲到，是先来的到后面，后面的要先来。
Or you actually save your life if you lose your life, but you lose your life if you try to save it.
对，那如果说你今天是为着要救着你自己的魂生命呢，那你就是要先去失去自己的生命，这样子的反数法。
Or the rich are actually poor, but the poor are actually rich.
或者是说，今天这个因着耶稣的恩典，我们是作为富足呢，那神因着我们的缘故而变成是贫穷的。
Like for Jesus, his way is just so much against the world's way, so counterintuitive.
所以跟随神的这个道路的话呢，事实上是没有办法去追随这个世界上面的价值观的。
If you want to be strong, Jesus says, you have to recognize your weakness and then rely on God's strength, which is actually stronger than you would be on your own.
So 呢，如果真的是要追随耶稣的话，我们就是先虚心。那能够虚心的话呢，才能够真实的走神的道路。
But Jesus doesn't just talk about this way of life; he lives it out.
神不是单单只是说而已，他自己在他的这在地的生活当中呢，他是身体力行的。
So later on in the New Testament, one author named Paul talks about Christ. He says, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty might become rich."
所以在保罗，所以保罗在哥林多后书八章九节当中说到说，因为你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却因着你们的缘故变得贫穷，使你们借着他的贫穷可以变成富足。
I mean, so Paul is referring to this idea that Jesus gives his life so that we could have life.
所以呢，在这边其实是说到耶稣的生命，因着他牺牲他自己的生命，让我们今天有重生。
He becomes poor so that we can become rich in him.
因着我们的缘故，他愿意变成贫穷。那因为他的贫穷，我们今天得到富足。
Because he dies the death that should have been ours so that we can have life through him.
那因着我们的罪，他死在十字架上，也因着他的死，我们今天得到重生。
So getting back to Matthew 7, how does Jesus get this authority?
所以呢，又回到这个马太福音的七章哦，所以神到底是从哪里得到他的权柄来说这些话的？
Because he's the Son of God, the Savior of the world, sent to save humanity from their own sin.
因为他是神的儿子，那神借着他来拯救我们全世界人的罪。
The crowd has this intuition, this kind of gut response to Jesus. Oh, this is someone different. He's not like this teacher of the law. He's something different. And their intuition is good because, in fact, this is the Son of God.
所以呢，对这些会众来讲呢，他们的直觉是正确的，因为他们的直觉是认为说，这位说话的人是一个有权柄的人。那他们的直觉是正确的，是因为他真的就是耶稣，就是神的儿子。
So we've looked at what Jesus says. We've looked at the crowd's response. Let's finish by thinking about, you know, what should our response be?
所以呢，这我们知道了这些会众的回应之后呢，我们自己来反想一下，我们自己该有什么样的回应。
So clearly, it's not merely hearing the words of Jesus.
所以呢，在这边不是单单的只有听神的话而已。听到而已。
Yeah, because there's people there listening, some of them who follow Jesus and some of them don't, but they all hear it.
那在那边有回应的跟没回应的其实都已经都听到了神的话，不是吗？
Further, the response that Jesus is looking for is not simply enthusiastically responding to Jesus.
那神在这边所要寻求的这样的回应也不是说啊，你今天非常热烈的有反应就好。
Just a few verses earlier,Jesus himself says, hey, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
其实在前面这几章的就是在七章二十一节所到，他说，神说，并不是每个所说我是主啊主啊的人都能够进天国，只有遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
In other words, just claiming to follow Jesus does not indicate you're truly following Jesus.
所以呢，这样宣告我们自己是走神道路的呢，其实如果生活上面没有身体力行的话呢，其实真的不能够算是走神的道路。
Nor is Jesus looking for people simply to add him to their life as a teacher.
那神今天在这边呢，也不是说今天让我们好像是一个装饰物一样，把它加到我们的生命来而已。
Like we're not looking to add Jesus to our life to get tips, tricks, and hacks to live a better life.
我们今天追寻神的道路，不是说想要知道啊，生命上面的秘诀是什么，或者是生命的方法是什么。
But of course, Jesus is a teacher. He's a first century rabbi. He has good teaching.
当然在神的道理当中有非常多这些好的教导。
But he's not just a teacher.
但是他不是单单只有是个教师而已。
And to label him as just a teacher is misguided.
如果说只是说他这个耶稣是我们的教师，那真的是非常误导人。
For example, imagine a married couple where, at least in this context, the wife does most of the cleaning at home.
那就是我们如果说用一个婚姻的生活来做比喻的话，那这个在家里头啊，那太太做大部分是做大部分的家事。
Would it be appropriate for the husband to call his wife a maid?
能不能这个先生能不能跟外面的人说，这个是我们家的佣人？
I mean, after all, she does, in this context, she does most of the cleaning, and maids, by definition, clean.
那当然啦，因为太太她做的大部分是打扫的工作嘛，所以这样讲好像在意义上面也没有太大的错误。
Hopefully you're thinking, no, that's not appropriate for the husband to call the wife a maid.
那我希望你这心里面会很严重的抗议说，不对，这不是应该是这样子的哦。
Because while she cleans, she's much more than that. She's your wife.
所以呢，这个太太做的这个工作不是单单只有打扫而已哦，她的身份其实是有很多的哦。
So Jesus is more than a teacher.
所以呢，耶稣不是单单只是一个教师而已。
So we don't want our response to be simply, oh, I'm just going to add Jesus as a teacher to my life.
那所以呢，我希望在场的会众不是把耶稣的这个教导当成是我们的装饰而已。
Nor is Jesus looking for a response such that we just make Jesus a hobby.
那也，我也，但愿这个在场的会众不会把这个耶稣的教导当成是一个像一个嗜好一样。
Because hobbies come and go, they're like phases.
那这个有嗜好的话，就是每一个生活的阶段都有不同的嗜好嘛。
Some time ago, I came across this YouTube video entitled Seven Phases Asian Dudes Go Through.
那我在 YouTube 上面呢，我就看到有些时候他们讲到说，这个亚裔的男子哦，他们会在有这个七个生命的阶段。
So let me just read you the seven phases this short says.
这个七面到底是什么呢？
They said, hey, every Asian dude goes through an anime phase, a K-pop phase, a video game phase, a self-hating phase, a workout obsessed phase, a hip-hop obsessed phase,And an EDM phase.
所以呢，就从动画啦、韩国流行音乐啦、然后嘻哈音乐啦、然后自我讨厌的阶段啊、电子舞曲啦，有这一些的，有总共有七个阶段。
And so I've worked with Asian dudes over the years, and I was listening to this, and I was thinking, yep, like so many of the guys I know have gone through so many of those phases.
那我自己呢，因为大部分的时间都是跟我们的青少年在一起哦，所以我在看到他们讲到这个七个阶段的时候呢，我真的是非常的同意。对对对对，他们就是这个样子。
But I would add one more phase that I've seen Asian dudes go through.
但是呢，我在这边还要再多加一个阶段。
Called the Jesus phase.
那但是呢，这个阶段呢，就是这个我们的耶稣阶段。
So a long time ago, we were at this summer conference with some of our youth.
那这个在前一段时间的时候呢，我们刚好参加了一个夏令会。
And it was an evening gathering, and it was very emotional and very special. And one of the guys came to me and said, "Oh, that was such a nice spiritual high."
那这有一个晚上的，我们有个特别的聚会哦。那个聚会会完之后呢，有一个男孩子过来跟我说，哇，这真的实在是太棒了，让我觉得达到这个灵命的高点。
So Jesus was just a kind of a phase, and like it was here today, gone tomorrow.
感觉像好像是说，这个耶稣今晚是你这个生命的高点，但是明天可能就不是了。
But Jesus is not a hobby; he's not a phase.
但是这个耶稣不是只有一个生命，耶稣在我们的生命当中不是单单只是一个嗜好或者是一个阶段而已。
He's holy; he's all-encompassing, worthy of all of our worship, all of our life.
但是在这边在场的每一位都可以见证，我们耶稣是我们的全部，而且他是我们生命的主宰。
So I became a Christian around age 11 or so.
我十一岁的时候，接受主做我的生命。
And the question that shook me the most, that made me think about what does it mean to follow Jesus, the question that shook me most was not if God exists.
我在那时候呢，一直反复思考的问题，并不是说，哎，这个神到底是存不存在的。
Because I grew up, you know, having this concept, oh, there's got to be a God, there's a higher power out there.
当然了，我是在一个基督教的家庭长大的，所以我知道生命当中的确是有神的。
So the question for me was not if God exists. The question for me that shook me was if God is God, like if He's God, if He's the King, if He's the ruler over everyone and everything, then I can't just treat Him like a hobby.
那我的问题呢，不是说到底耶稣存不存在，我们的神到底存不存在，我的问题是神真的是那一位主宰万有的神吗？那如果是的话，我应该怎么样来回应他呢？
Because I remember, so I grew up playing piano, and we had these competitions every year, like around January. And I knew enough that I should pray about this competition. So I had it down to a science, like in October of the year prior, I would start asking God, you know, this competition's coming up, I need some help. And then the competition would go fine, and forget about it. The next October,Like a formula, just use them like a gumball machine, use them like a vending machine.
那我记得呢，因为我每一年我是弹钢琴的人哦，所以每一年的一月呢，我们会有个钢琴大赛。那我就记得每一年的时候，我就告诉我自己，十月的时候我就开始祷告，主啊主啊，让我好好的来通过这一次这样的竞赛哦。然后呢，这个竞赛完之后呢，我就忘记了。然后呢，在每年的十月呢，我就开始又继续跟祷告神祷告，主啊，求你这个保守我这样的竞赛。
So I'm not very smart, but I even knew at that young age, you know, that's not if God is really God.Like if he's the king of all, then you can't just like use him like a vending machine.
所以在那个时候呢，我自己心里面就是有一个常常会有一个问题，就是说，如果今天神是那位主宰万物的神的话，我不能够把它当成是一个贩卖机一样，要的时候就用一下，不要的时候就甩一边。
We're made to worship Jesus, just like all the planets are meant to orbit the earth, orbit the sun. Excuse me.
所以人是万物之灵嘛，所以我们被创造的时候呢，就是我们的生命的意义就是来敬拜这位神，就像所有的行星是要去绕着太阳转的。
Question: What would happen if the planets in our solar system decided to orbit something different than the sun? What if the Earth decided I'm going to go orbit the moon instead of the sun? What would happen?
那可以试想一下，就是说，如果今天所有的行星都自己就觉得自己要当自己的主人，他们不绕着太阳转，他们决定绕着月球转，这世界上会变成是什么样的状态呢？
I mean, everything would fall apart.
那你可以想象，全部的东西就一定是乱七八糟的。
But why?
为什么呢？
Because the Earth would not be orbiting the correct center.
那这个总的原因来说，就是因为地球它今天绕的不是该绕的转。
The Earth would not be living in reference to the sun.
那所有的万物呢，就是为着神而来创造的。那这个创造呢，就是为着敬拜他。
We're made to orbit, to worship, to revolve around Jesus.
那我们的生命的意义呢，就是为了被创造，是为了来敬拜他。
We don't. Things fall apart.
如果我们不这么做的话呢，其实我们的生活很容易是一个很混乱的状态。
But when we do, when we don't treat Jesus like a hobby, then there's life, there's forgiveness. That's how it's supposed to be.
当我们的生命呢是定睛在神上面的时候呢，我们就会有有恩典，有慈爱，有宽恕在里头。
Jesus says this. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down.The streams rose, and the winds blew, and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock.
所以呢，耶稣在这个经节上面说的，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着这那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
So how will you respond to this?
所以呢，我在这边想问大家说，你们会怎么样去回应神的话跟神的教导呢？
How will you respond to this, Jesus?
那您会怎么样来回应我们这位神呢？
Jesus wants all of our life, what we do, what we think, what we say, all of that to be His.
耶稣要我们生活的每一细节跟每个全部都来属于他。
Now, if you do build your life on Jesus, you're still going to face storms.
我愿我们所有的人都把我们的生命建造在神这位磐石上。
And some of them will be very severe.
那就算呢，我们生命当中有一些的风暴，可能有一些是很大很大的风暴。
But you'll weather them.
但是呢，你都能够充分的、有信心的来面对这样的挑战。
And you'll see Jesus' strength and provision as He provides for you during those difficult times.
你就学着在这样的过程当中学着依靠他，因为神是我们的供应，他供应我们生命，供应我们恩典。供应我们力量。
So, whether you're a Christian or not, I think this text is calling us to examine our hearts.
所以呢，在这个经节当中呢，神其实是要我们来检验我们的心。
If you think, "Wow, I built my house on sand, not on Jesus," well, I have good news for you.
如果呢，你现在到目前为止你的生活是建立在沙上面的，那我在这里要跟你分享一个好消息。
You can build your house on Jesus.
你事实上是可以把你自己的生命建筑在神这一位。磐石上面的。
Or if you say, you know, I've built parts of my life on that rock that is Jesus, but not every part, I have good news for you.
那或者是呢，你可能会跟自己讲说，我可能只有一部分的生命是建设在磐石上面，其他的部分都在沙土上面。那像这样的朋友呢，我有一个好消息告诉你。
You too can turn and build all of your life on Jesus.
那我挑战你们哦，可以在这个时间来，调整你们的脚步，来完完全全把你自己的生命交给神。
We were made to build our lives on Jesus.
我们的创造呢，是因着我们来为着神来创造的。
And when we don't, when we build our lives on anyone or anything else, it will ultimately collapse.
当我们把我们的生命呢，是定睛在别的事物上面的时候呢，一切到后来都会乱七八糟，而且不稳固。
Jesus is so gracious here, inviting us to build our lives on Him.
所以在这里，耶稣呢，一次又一次的来规劝我们，来回转向他。
So that we can have a hope that can weather any storm.
所以呢，我们在从此之后，在我们的生命当中有真正的盼望。
Would you pray with me?
可不可以邀请你们跟我们一起祷告
？Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的阿妈父，谢谢你今天给我们的话语。
Thank you for your spirit that searches our own hearts now.
谢谢你的灵命，让我们来检验我们自己的心。
I pray that you would lovingly, gently, but firmly convict us of errors in our life where we don't build our lives on Jesus.
我们相信你会在我们的生命当中来规劝我们，来让我们能够回转向你。
And open our eyes to see the strength, the hope, and the peace that comes when we build our lives on Jesus.
让我们打开我们的眼目，能够知道说，今天如果把我们的生命建在你这个磐石上面的时候，真正的盼望才会开始。
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
真的是除你之外，我们什么都不行。
So help us to build our lives ultimately on Jesus.
求主，教导我们，也帮助我们，知道把我们自己的生命建在你这磐石上面。
It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，阿门。
兄弟姐妹们平安peace to everybody. We thank you. You did a very good job. Also, your message is so beautiful. Thank you, Justin. And I think everybody wish our house was built on the rock. But do you know why we need to build a house on a rock and how we can build a house on a rock? I think we may find the answer from today's message. We just follow Jesus Christ and let him be the head of family. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Justin, again. Let's pray for our offering. Thank you, our dear Heavenly Father. You are Almighty God. You are also our faithful Father. You are merciful Father. Thank you so much. You give us everything we need. You also send us abundant gift. You give us eternal life. You told us you are a good Father. Even though we are not perfect, we are not good, but you still love us. You still give us a good and everything. Thank you, thank you. Everything we have is a gift from you. As we bring our offering to you, we give back to you from the abundant and gift you have given us. May our gift be acceptable in your sight. Also, bless our church. May our church be a blessed church. And also, make our church foundation more solid and more strong. Thank you, thank you. And may that blessing, glory, wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor and be unto you, our God, forever and ever. Thank you again. All pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you, everybody. And we welcome our new friend. Looks like we have so many new friends today. So welcome you to our church. And we wish we can see you next Sunday. And after the congregation, we prepared some special gift for you. So please, after the meeting, our new friend, our friend, please go to downstairs. We prepare dinner and games and a lot of fun to all of us. So please sit there with us after the meeting.